Well, today we're going to visit with some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Guthrie Center High School. We have four youngsters to talk to here today as they get ready to move on to bigger and better things. We're going to start with...
My name is Maria Ahrens.
Okay, Maria, tell us about your family.
My dad is a doctor here at Guthrie Center, and my mom's a stay-at-home mom, so I was raised with high values, and that has definitely led me to success.
Well, let's talk about classes. What classes did you enjoy here? What types of schoolwork did you like?
I enjoyed the math classes, for sure. I felt like they really prepared me for college. The teacher was great, and also my history teacher. He has a lot of humor in his class, but yet we get a lot accomplished.
Do you think that teachers are vital sometimes to what you find that you really enjoy, what subjects you like?
I definitely agree with that. I think that you can learn, especially because I want to become a teacher, I've learned a lot about what I want to use in my classroom from them.
Is there a particular teacher or some teachers that kind of pointed you in that direction, maybe looking at education?
Mrs. Westling, she's very good at what she does, and you can tell she just has a passion for teaching, and she enjoys teaching her students, and she wants to make sure you get the best education.
Very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities then. What else has been keeping you busy?
I'm in cross country. Well, I was cross country manager this year, and then I do large group and individual speech, and then in the springtime, I do golf.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Probably golf or speech. This year in speech, I made it to Allstate, so that was exciting for me. And then I also do academic team, which we did very well this year.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I was just going to go there, too, and ask you about achievements, accomplishments, awards that you've won that you're most proud of. Do you have some of those?
Yes. Making it to Allstate speech this year was top of my list. I was so excited. I've wanted that since my freshman year. And then I've had a pretty successful golf season this year as well.
Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending the University of Northern Iowa for a major in teaching with a minor in TESOL, or teaching English as a second language.
Okay. Why did you choose Northern Iowa?
They have an awesome education program, and all that I've heard from teachers or previous students there is that it's amazing. It's an amazing school.
How long have you wanted to get into education?
Ever since second grade. I've always loved school, and I like continuing learning. And I just want to share my passion to students and hopefully make an impact in their lives to become leaders.
Well, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. Here's your chance to make them leaders. What should they know before they start high school?
I would definitely say that they need to start strong with a good freshman year, so then you start strong, so then you can become more lenient your senior year with your classes, but don't trickle off. Stay strong the whole time, because then you'll just feel more accomplished as a senior.
Okay, very good. Well, Maria, thank you very much, and congratulations what you've accomplished so far. Good luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Who's next?
Andrew Tharp.
Okay. Andrew, tell us about your family.
My dad is the candy man. And he works on kind of a corporate ladder. He has people under him. He's kind of a little ways up, but not too far. Then my mom's just a stay-at-home mom, and I have three brothers. One's already married and working, and two are in college.
Wow. Who's your favorite?
William. He's the one that's already married.
You already picked one out. Okay. Yeah. Well, we won't go any further than that then. Let's talk a little bit about classwork and stuff. What classes did you enjoy?
I like science, math, and I like the work shop type with wood and art classes.
Okay. Are you a creative person?
Yes.
Okay. Have you always been that way?
Yes, I have.
Well, talk a little bit about teachers now. What teachers did you particularly find that were helpful to you?
I thought they're all helpful. They all had their own little advice to tell you or help you with.
Give Maria some advice here. What qualities do you need to have to be a successful teacher?
Well, you have to be fun, or else nobody's going to like you. But you still have to be able to get everything, all the curriculum done through, but just have it kind of fun to do, I think.
Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
Well, I've only done golf and bowling. Otherwise, I just play video games.
Well, it helps to stoke that creativity then. Do you have a favorite amongst all the things you've been able to do here in high school?
Band's fun.
Okay.
I do band. But
okay. What do you play?
I play the bass clarinet. I started off clarinet, then I did bass clarinet.
Well, talk a little bit about achievements and things, awards. What will you be most proud of when you look back at your high school career?
I'd probably just say getting your good grades. Otherwise, for bowling, my team and I got fourth in youth state bowling, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, that'd be a good experience. Do you enjoy doing things with other students as kind of a team group effort like type thing, or do you enjoy working on your own more?
I like both. I like doing team stuff and just single stuff.
Talk about your future then. What's up next for you down the road this fall?
2 days after I graduate, I'm going to DMAC for Architectural Technologies. Then just after like 2 years or so, well, probably like a little bit into my first year, I'm probably get an internship, get some experience under my belt, and maybe sometime in the future have my own like architectural firm.
And you're not going to waste any time getting after it then. Why'd you make that decision?
Well, actually, the course starts 2 days, like in the summer, so.
Okay. So you didn't make the decision. It was made for you. Why'd you choose DMAC?
Well, actually, instead of going to Iowa State University, I could go through a course in 2 years, which would take 5 years at Iowa State. And this one is more mathematical. At Iowa State, it's more artistic.
Sure.
I like more math side.
Is this a field you've always thought of?
I kind of went between engineering and architecture. So I just kind of went architecture first.
Talk to those eighth graders. What advice do you want to give them as they get ready to start high school in the fall?
Don't get worried about it. I thought it'd be terrible. But after my first year, I didn't think I did that well. But actually, I got one of those awards for doing pretty good, which actually encouraged me to do even better. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, just kind of stay on your work and just keep going.
Very good. Well, Andrew, thanks a lot. Congratulations to you on what you've accomplished so far, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And you are?
Madison Ruland.
Okay, Madison. Tell us about your family.
Well, my parents are Jeff and Amy Ruland, and my dad owns a local welding shop here in town. And then my mom is the ELP teacher, or as some of you may know it as TAG teacher in Adair, KC. And then I have one sister, Allison, and she is a junior at Grandview University majoring in psychology.
Okay, and she's given you tons of great advice over the years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She set the bar high for me.
Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I like my math and science classes, so right now I'm taking anatomy, and we just got done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics. That was fun. And yeah, just the math and science courses I really enjoy.
Okay. Do you like to challenge yourself?
Yes, most definitely. I get bored, so.
Okay. Well, what about teachers? Do you have any favorites?
I like all my teachers, but Mrs. Wessling was a really good one. That she taught me a lot of stuff. And then I also enjoyed my Spanish teacher, done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics. That was fun. And yeah, just the math and done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics. That was fun. And yeah, just the math and science courses I really enjoy.
Okay. Do you like to challenge yourself?
Yes, most definitely. I get bored, so.
Okay. Well, what about teachers? Do you have any favorites?
I like all my teachers, but Mrs. Wessling was a really good one. That she taught me a lot of stuff. And then I also enjoyed my Spanish teacher, done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability and statistics. So I'm the student body president this year, so through student council we've accomplished a lot of volunteering activities, and National Honor Society, I was in mock trial, Marie and I were on a speech team together, and so we made it to state this year, so that was good, in large group. And I'm also involved in like plays, and yeah, I was in choir. And
do you have a favorite among all those things that you've been able to try?
Oh, I really like student council, just okay. To be able to go out there and get involved in our community and change people's lives. And
when you started high school, was it a goal of yours to get involved in lots of things and maybe take on leadership roles?
Yes. From the very beginning, I've always set high goals for myself, and I've always wanted to accomplish them.
Okay. Very Very good. Well, let's talk about achievements, awards, and things. What are you most proud of?
Well, the other weekend I got to go to the Governor's Scholar Recognition at Hy-Vee Hall, and that was really cool to see the top scholars from all the schools in Iowa. And just making it to state this year in speech with Maria was really fun the year.
Good. Well, where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to Graceland University in Lamoni.
Okay. Why did you choose Graceland?
I've always liked small rural communities, and Lamoni is one of them. And, like, the student-to-teacher ratio is really small, and I like the one-on-one. So if I ever need help with anything, I wouldn't be afraid to go and ask my teachers for advice or help on homework and tests and stuff. So,
sure. What do you want to study?
Biology with, like, a pre-medicine. I want to be a chiropractor and open up my own clinic.
Really? Well, how long have you been thinking about that course?
I've always known that I've always wanted to help people and better people's lives. And ever since I was little, my family comes from like healthcare background. So,
well, then give those eighth graders some advice. Let's lead right now. Lead them down a good path. What should they know?
I'll just give the advice that I got when I was an eighth grader, and that's just to always keep up on your studies. Set the bar high your freshman year, because it's really hard to get your GPA up once it's crashed. So just in time management skills, make sure you have really good time management skills. Don't waste time when you could be studying for a test, because that's going to help you in the long run.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good luck to you in your future.
Well, thank you.
All right. And who's next?
My name is Isaac Ashby.
Okay. Isaac, tell us about your family.
I am the son of Roberta Ashby and Mike Aljohn Ashby. My mom, Roberta, is the contract manager through the Des Moines Register in three counties around here. And then my dad is also a mailman in the bulk mail center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about coursework. What classes did you enjoy?
I do enjoy life science quite a lot, but overall, I'm mostly a liberal arts guy, like drawing, painting, sculpture, and music.
Mm-hmm. So you're a creative guy?
I am hopefully extremely creative.
Have you always been like that, or is there a teacher or something that kind of turned you on to that?
I have always been creative, but I didn't really get to show my creativity that much until actually this year.
What about teachers? Any favorites that you'll be talking about years from now at a class reunion when you get together with some buddies you haven't seen in a while? What teachers will you still be talking about?
There are four that first come to my mind that I can't really compare to the others. There's Mrs. Vanetta. She's my English teacher because I love poetry and the art of that. There is my overall arts teacher, Mrs. Nielsen. Then there are the band and choir teachers, Mr. Smerdell and Mrs. Babcock.
Okay, very good. What makes them special?
They're just more creative thinking. They're more liberal when mm-hmm. it comes to their teaching styles, and people say that their classes are fun.
Well, they challenge you too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about other stuff then. What other things have kept you involved, extracurricular activities in school?
I have been in band and choir for 3 years. I have been in show choir for 3 years, marching and pet band for 3 years. I was in jazz band for 2 years, student council, National Honor Society, and I am also part of art club.
Is organization kind of a priority for you then to figure all this stuff out and make it all work?
I wish I could say that. I do try and keep as organized and mentally sane as I can.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's a good place to be. Well, let's talk about achievements then. What are you going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school days?
Some achievements that come to my mind are the type of art that I am able to do at an advanced level. And this year, I auditioned for a national choir, and I got accepted. So that was a pretty great deal to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, let's talk down the road then. Where will you be in the fall?
I am attending Luther College in Decorah.
Okay. And why Luther?
I went up there for an honor choir, and they have a really, really good music program, and they also have a phenomenal education program, and they are known as one of the best music education schools in Iowa. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to study? What are you going to major
music.
In?
Music education.
Okay. I assume that, but I thought I'd hear it from you. Why that? Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I actually did not become passionate about music until about halfway through my junior year. Mm-hmm. And it's the moment I understood what I can do with music, it became automatically my top priority.
Well, give those eighth graders advice. What should they know?
I believe that, yes, they should stay on track and be thinking ahead about classes and stuff and don't lay back. But then also don't be afraid to take classes that you believe will enjoy, that you may be passionate about. Like those liberal arts classes, they may not be valued as important by many, but still, if you value them, you should do what you value.
Okay, good advice. Very good. Well, thank you, and good luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right, very good. That is Isaac and Madison, Maria and Andrew. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Guthrie Center High School.
Done dissecting cats, so that was really interesting. And then I also liked probability instead.